Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Bob, everybody's motivated in the playoffs. I get it. But I feel like the Steelers have some supersonic motivation happening here on a lot of different levels. Aaron Rodgers wanting to maybe go out with a bang here, and he's on a heater. DK Metcalf wanting to redeem himself. TJ Watt wanting to not be this generation's Dick Butkus and win a playoff game. Cam Hayward to make a playoff run and win only the second playoff game of his entire career, and then Mike Tomlin. There's some serious extra, if there can be, and maybe there can't be.
Cam Hayward, don't forget about him. Cam Hayward is in the same position. Did you say his name?
I meant, didn't
yeah,
I just?
Did,
oh, I'm sorry.
Cam Hayward. Yeah, Cam Hayward for sure, Bob.
I'm sorry.
What happened? Where did you go for a second there?
I was traumatized by something.
What happened?
I thought I saw like this spider crawling up 93, and I don't like spiders. So I looked over there.
Thanks for mentioning. It would have been 1 foot away from me.
I know that. That's why I was going to say something, but then I
now you have me paranoid, and I'm looking behind me now.
Yeah, I think it snuck behind the television. It went all the way up.
All right. Well, do you buy what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Especially from a Rodgers point of view, more than anybody probably. You know, he's 42. This is why. You know, they had the vision this could happen, and if it did happen, that he would be a guy who can help them more so than any quarterback they've had in the last several years. So I think that gives them a real credible opportunity there, because other teams know that too. They know what he's capable of doing. And if you discount the Cleveland game, which was a terrible game by everyone involved, I mean, for the last five games, he's been really good. And as we talked about earlier, he hasn't thrown an interception in 2 months.
This feeds into that is another guy, I think, who comes in with really supreme motivation to make up for his absence is DK Metcalf. I really do. I mean, we were ready to saint the guy after the Ravens game in Baltimore when he volunteered to go on as a gunner and had 148 yards receiving. I think he comes in here desperately wanting to redeem himself, and he's already a proven playoff performer, Bob. In fact,
one of the best numbers you're going to find from a playoff wide receiver.
Four playoff games, five touchdowns, yep. 26 catches, 451 yards. Limits, could you please extrapolate that over a whole season, or perhaps I could while you send a phone call to Bob?
Let's do it, Bob. Let's hear from one of your favorites, Bob. It's Emmanuel and Carnegie.
Emmanuel.
Lead off.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. First of all, I think Baltimore made the right decision because of lack of playoff success, and two, the discord between Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. When it comes to the Steelers, I'm sorry. Like I said to the PM show yesterday, we can't be moving the goalposts because we should have won the division a week prior to Sunday. That doesn't change the narrative that we need to win a playoff game. Anything else is unacceptable. Anything else is unacceptable. We're not playing against the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Baltimore Ravens with a prime MVP, Lamar Jackson, in the playoffs. Let's beat the Texans, and then we can talk about next season. But anything other than that is a failure, in my opinion.
Well, I understand that, and I think a lot of people share that view, certainly, because it is about postseason success, and they haven't had much of it at all. You know, if you look at, if you want to go so far back as look at the last championship won, you have to go back. How many years has that been? 17 years of the 19 that Mike's been here. So, yeah, the emphasis on that, I totally agree with it, but I still don't think they're going to make the move.
But at the same time, Bob, at the start of the year, wasn't everybody's, I full-heartedly agree with Emmanuel, that it was supposed to be, this season was all about bringing Aaron Rodgers here, four-time MVP, been there, done that guy, to win a playoff game. And it sucks that the expectations have dipped to be that low, but you have to be able to reach, you know, one task, one goal on the chain before you can completely go up the totem pole to actually being a Super Bowl contender or getting back to the AFC Championship right. game.
Listen, if they had not won this division, I think I may have had a different opinion also, because this was wide open for them. When the Ravens start 1-5 and Joe Burrow's out for 3 months and Cleveland stinks as they always do, you got out to a 4-1 advantage. You had to close the deal. If you didn't close the deal, that would have been a huge indictment there. So, you know, they did it, even though it's, you know, it came down to one kick, and now we'll see what happens moving forward. But of all the matchups they could have had, was this the best one in the first round for them?
I think
yes and no. I think it's you don't want to face that defense, but you right. That offense does not do much for me in terms of scaring me if I'm the Steeler defense.
I like it the best of any. I'll tell you that right now. I don't like Jim Harbaugh coming here. I don't. I think the Chargers, I don't think they've been given enough credit this year. And even though I had Herbert ranked low on my quarterback rankings in the AFC playoffs yesterday, Bob, I'll acknowledge that he is dangerous, very dangerous.
Yeah, their offensive line may get him killed, though.
I know. And the last time we saw him in a playoff game, he was throwing four interceptions.
Right.
Okay, I have the numbers. Are you ready for this, Bob?
This would be an amazing record-setting amount of touchdowns, right?
DK Metcalf in four playoff games has 451 yards, 26 receptions, and 5 touchdowns. If you were to extrapolate that over a full season, are you sitting down limits?
Yes.
That's 1,916 yards, which would be like 40 short of the NFL record. It would be 22 touchdowns, one short of Randy Moss's record of 23, and it would be 110 catches. In short, Bob, it would be a top 5 receiving season in the history of the league. I think he's coming loaded for bear. I do.
He may be, but he also has to deal with two of the better corners he's going to
face. He's
going
to pretend everybody on that Texans team is wearing a blue wig, Bob. I think he's going to catch a touchdown.
I think he is. He may do that.
I really do. Did anything ever happen to that moron, by the way?
I don't know. He had that stupid press conference. I have not.
I thought they were investigating him further for the year before.
I don't know.
That stands.
Yeah,
me neither. Nor do I care anymore. What the Steelers should care about is that Metcalf is back. He's rested. And that's another reason I really like them in this game is when was the last time Highsmith, Hayward, and Watt went into a playoff game all together, all seemingly healthy? It looked like Watt wasn't really himself, but he still made a huge play and was a factor in the game. And I expect him to be a week better, don't you?
Yeah, I think that was a tough start for him because it was in, you know, really cold temperatures and with a lung injury or whatever happened there. That was something you had to watch. Now it's not going to be as cold this next Monday, and he's got a game under his belt. All three of those guys, I like what they're doing. Herbig, they're moving him around in the middle. He came up a couple of times. That's a guy with a motor on him for sure. And they have every reason to think they should be able to shut that offense down to the point where their offense doesn't have to go crazy here, but just do enough and don't turn the ball over.
Agreed on all counts. It's 10:55. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Cloudy and a high of 49. Dwayne Woodruff, a low of 40. Jabril Peppers, fan weather brought
Frank
to you.
Frank Pietrangelo.
And, yes, that's a good call, Bob. Real good call.
Oh, man.
Where were you that night, the night of the save? Were you at the game?
At the game, and I remember that save thinking, there's no way he got it. It had to be wide or hit something. No, he got his glove on that thing. It was unbelievable.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals.
and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Seems like a million years ago.
And all it takes is one play so that everyone knows exactly who you are for the rest of your life.
And now that I think about it, could this Steelers team be like some of those Penguin teams where they, you know, sputtered during the regular season? Sometimes it looked as if they weren't going to make it. And sometimes all it takes is a spark.
Yeah.
A little spark and something is lit and it doesn't go out until the end. I'm not predicting that necessarily, but there's something about this team right now. Right now.
A belief.
There's a belief.
There's a belief
that Rodgers talked about.
And if they believe it and they see him believing it, you know, it rises up your level of play. I think that's real.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Wait a second. Is it Kabali or Hokie next? Which one?
Chris Hoke.
It's Hokie.
Hokie via video? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Beautiful. He'll be with us for the next hour, breaking down this game, talking about the Steelers' defensive line as only he can, and all the havoc that they've wreaked of late. Let's talk about it. Or is it racked, Bob? You wreak havoc, right?
Wreak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you heard racked havoc? I've never heard
that. No, I never have. I don't even know why I said that. Pumpin' Joe.
But first, the General is on the line.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me that before limits?
Because the General always joins us at this time on Wednesday.
Yeah, sometimes things are happening and I'm very confused and discombobulated. Why didn't you whisper in my ear, the General's ready?
Because I wanted everybody to know
because
that the General
is right here on the
line. Because
he wanted to publicly humiliate me, Bob. That's what
all,
he wanted
Bob.
To do.
I'm publicly humiliating Bob at the same time then, and I apologize
no,
to you,
not,
Bob.
No, because I'm the one responsible for this. General, I apologize profusely. I enjoyed my visit out to your store last week, and Bob misses you.
I do. I miss
Absolutely
you,
Absolutely no worry.
I love the hoodie,
I'm just
though.
Hoping I'm not humiliated next.
How are you? Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Happy
Bob?
New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to
Thanks,
you. And
man.
I'm sure it was a good year for you. I'm sure it'll be better moving forward because everybody loves sports, and especially when they get their hands on cards and all the stuff you have up there. The paraphernalia is amazing.
Austin and I were just talking about how it extends Christmas in a retail setting, right? Like every single week. I mean, I'm a Steeler fan at heart. That's the primary goal. But it doesn't hurt that it extends people's interest another week.
Bob, I'm going with an Aaron Rodgers card this week. What do you think?
That's a good choice. I'm going to go with Sidney Crosby. He was the second star of the week. He had 8 points in 4 games.
Lemith?
Joe, I'm going to double down with you and go Aaron Rodgers.
What do you got, General?
Clearly, it has to be Frank Pietrangelo after that last story.
Wow.
That's right.
I'll throw in a Frank Pietrangelo card. But we're going big this week. It's the postseason. The stakes are higher. Why shouldn't Starkey's card of the week listeners benefit? I got two cards. I'm going with the Hayward brothers. How about that spark you're talking about,
Great.
Joe? Cam had a crazy week, a year, but, like, man, he was there this week showing leadership, running 50 yards down the field, chasing after running backs, shoving people in. I hate the brotherly shove, but if we're going to do it, it's going to be a rule. We might as well be good at it. So I have a 2011 Sweet Spot autographed Cam Hayward rookie card. He only signed 500 of these things.
Wow.
I'm also throwing in a Connor Hayward. Since he's now the beneficiary of this new high-fangled offense, we're going to put a Connor Hayward autographed rookie in there.
Beautiful.
And I want to throw one extra thing in because I don't want people to lose sight of this. I'm throwing in an autographed Chris Boswell photo. He missed 2 kicks, but he's won about 1 billion games for us. So people love Chris Boswell. He's been cash money for us. I'm throwing in an autographed Boswell also.
There you go. It's the cards of the week this week. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks, General. I thought Boswell did a nice thing. He went up to Tyler Loop after the game.
I saw that.
And consoled him. And I think that's such an interesting fraternity because those people, and only those people, know what it's like to go through that.
It really is. And that was classy of him. And it turned out, at least, Limits doesn't believe this. He thinks it's a conspiracy theory that the extra point was blocked, Bob.
You know, some people had said that. I spoke to Tomlin yesterday about that. He said, no, it wasn't blocked. He doesn't believe it was blocked.
What? Well,
Limits is right.
I think what they were trying to do is just because it was so wonky of a kick, they were just trying to help out Chris Boswell.
And I can understand why, because it went so far right.
Holy ostrich milk, Bob. You kept this one under the blanket.
Well, no, it was
now.
Just in conversation. I believe that's what he said. I better double check that. But we were just talking about other things. And I said, I never saw a kick that went so far to the right so quickly. There was no wind. He said, it is strange. And I believe he said that, but I better double check.
You better be careful, Bob, because you know that there are some Steeler blogs right now that are typing up on their keyboards and saying, Bob Pompiani says, Mike Tomlin says
right.
that the kick.
Is that
Mike Tomlin calling?
That's Boswell calling you right now, Bob.
No, I got to double check. He said we just had a whole bunch of people in the room talking about it, and we talked because it was such a strange.
I couldn't believe it. I was typing, looking at the kick, and I looked back down at my computer. As far as I knew, it was right down the middle,
and then it veered right. But normally, if a kick is, I don't know, it's strange to me how that went. Some people had called us the day after and said it's the football. They're doing something with. I said, how can they do something with the football? I've never seen that.
Although, he kicked a 57-yard field goal, for God's sakes.
Yeah, in that same game. So, yeah, I'll double-check that. In fact, I know who to ask if he said it. I thought that's what he intimated, but I may be wrong.
Limits looks vindicated in a big way, doesn't he, Bob? He's riding on cloud nine over there.
I never thought for a moment that was blocked. Did you?
No,
I did not.
Never thought for a moment.
I did not, but
it showed up in the NFL thing as a block.
It showed up in the Steelers stats game, what they handed out in the press box, too, according to Benzie, who told me yesterday when he got back up to the press box that had been added to the stats, that it was a block. Yeah. And number 39 reacted as if he had tipped it. I'll say that much.
He did?
Steelers Depot put out a video that pointed
I'm
that
I'm
going
to double check that because now I can't remember exactly, but I think that's what the whole conversation was, but I'll let you know.
Who's calling, Bob?
Somebody.
None of my business, I guess.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.